listening to Tech Central's Cars and Gadgets, the podcast that looks at the latest gizmos from smartphones to cars. Yes, cars and everything in between. I'm Duncan McLeod and I'm here with Nafisa Akabor. Welcome, Nafisa. It's great to see you again.
Thanks, Duncan. Good to be back again.
If you missed our first episode last week, the idea behind this podcast is to pair a short review of what's new, the latest smartwatch or the latest electric car. In this episode, we're having a look at Jabra's latest high-end in-ear earphones, the Elite 65T. Now, these earphones compete head-on with Apple's AirPods, so I'm really excited to find out how the two products compare. Nafisa, I know you have a pair of AirPods. Before we even talk about the Jabras, what are your views on those? What do you like about them and what don't you?
The AirPods, initially when I first saw them, obviously, I also thought they looked quite hilarious. But it's only once you actually use them, you realize how practical and useful they are. And I absolutely love my AirPods. From pairing it, which was immediate, you just open the lid and it immediately pairs with your phone. It's actually unbelievable. It's the best form of Bluetooth I've seen working on any Apple device. And it's so seamless. And you can also tweak the tapping on the ear to customize it to what you want. Like, you can ask Siri to read your WhatsApp messages and that kind of thing. I love them. Like, you can walk around when you're traveling and just make phone calls on the go.
Sounds very good. And of course, one of the problems with Bluetooth is it's a notoriously fickle technology. So I'm glad to hear Apple's managed to get it right.
Yeah, I mean, even there's no lag and there's no delay. It's perfect sound. It doesn't break up. I was very impressed with it.
Did they introduce the AirPods when they controversially removed the headphone jack from the iPhone?
Yes, it was with the iPhone 7 announcement that when they did remove it, they also announced the AirPods, which I think by Christmas 2017, it was sold out everywhere, if I'm not mistaken. Good. In the markets, it was available.
Wow. And those cost how much?
2,500 Rand at the iStore.
2,500 bucks. Okay. So we're going to talk about the Jabra Elite 65T. I've actually used a few of the Jabra in-ear earphones over the years, including their sports-specific ones, which I used for trail running. And I must say, I was very impressed with those. Pretty good quality, although I did have a few hiccups with the Bluetooth, which is why I was asking about Bluetooth and Apple and whether they've managed to get that right. But take us through the look and feel, first of all, of the Elite 65T, and perhaps more importantly, how comfortable they are to wear.
So the biggest difference with that and the AirPod is it looks completely different. It actually looks quite good. Even though it's made of plastic, it's like good quality and it fits nicely into the ear. So looks-wise, it's perfect. They've got two mics on each side of the earpieces. And comfort-wise, so I need to say upfront that I think my ear canals are very narrow and I've always struggled with earphones. So having something in-ear sitting right inside, it was fine. When I used the default silicon tips, I found them to be a bit sore. It was a bit painful, so I had to switch to one size below. And it is fine to listen to, but for extended periods of time, I find my ears were getting a bit sore.
Okay, but that might be the unique makeup of your ears. But you changed to the smaller tips to make them more comfortable. How were they after you did that?
The difference was noticeable immediately. There wasn't a constant pain. But no, apart from that, the quality and the connection was also fine.
So obviously these earphones are going head on against the Apple AirPods. Just in terms of look and feel, do you prefer the look and feel of these versus the iPods?
I actually do. The Jabras, they're very minimalistic and they don't look like, obviously, like you have an electric toothbrush hanging out of your head. Sorry. So they look good. I mean, if you put them on, you don't look like an alien or something. So yeah, they're very minimal and in design. I like what they look like.
Yeah. For those who haven't seen the AirPods, they've kind of got a bit that sort of hangs down from your ears, right?
Yeah.
So they do look a little odd.
Well, yeah, if you don't have long hair to cover it, then yeah.
Okay, so just in terms of look and feel, you'd probably go for these over the AirPods.
Yes.
Okay. And in terms of we know you've got specific shape to your ears, but in terms of the comfort, how do you find these in terms of comfort versus the Apple device?
Because the AirPods aren't as snug and isolating, they suit my ear canal better. But I think for anybody else with slightly bigger ear, if I could say that, canals, it wouldn't be an issue. Like, I know because I have a lot of issue with other earphones, in-ear ones,
right,
which I do try to avoid. But I think generally speaking, it should be fine for most people.
Okay, okay. And the pairing process, is it easy? I mean, I mentioned that Bluetooth is a notoriously fickle technology. Do they connect effortlessly every time?
So generally, when I open up a new gadget, I don't read the manual because I think it's fairly simple. With this one, I must say, I struggled a bit. I tried to press a button and thought maybe if I go into my Bluetooth, I'll see it there, but I didn't. So I actually had to use a manual for this. You need to download the app, and then you need to long press the right-hand button until it flickers blue, and then only will it appear on your Bluetooth.
Okay, so you don't pair it through the phone's normal Bluetooth setup?
Yeah. Well, you need to open the app and then it tells you to go into Bluetooth and then it picks up.
So if you're using an Android phone, typically you'd connect to your car, for example, by going in, pulling down the menu, selecting Bluetooth and then pairing the devices that way. You don't do it like that with this.
You need the app.
You need the app.
And then it prompted me to go into Bluetooth.
And the app, I suppose, provides all the functionality that you need for making calls and all that sort of thing.
Yes, to tweak the settings.
Settings. Okay, okay. So if you do get a pair of these, don't read the manual because the pieces told you how to do it. you'll need to download the app before you try and use them. I used the Jabra Elite Sport earphones, as I mentioned, and had occasional issues when I'd turn my head. You know, I'm running on a trail, I'm a keen trail runner, and if I'd turn my head to look to my side or behind me, occasionally I would lose connectivity. I presume that's because of the range of Bluetooth going from my phone, which I usually carry in a little moon bag around my waist, going to the earpiece on the right-hand side where the connectivity happens. Did you experience any of that with this device when you turned your head? Was there any loss of music playback, for example?
Absolutely not. It was clear. I think that's why they also regard it as like a very close competitor to AirPods, because it's just as good. So I didn't experience anything, although I haven't tested them in the gym format, but I did try to go jogging and it was fine.
It was fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the quality like for calls and music? And how do you take a call with these earphones in?
So, ironically, because I don't get that many phone calls, I didn't get to answer the phone call while I was wearing it, but I did make a phone call. But there is a button on the right-hand side that you press to pause and play your music. I'd imagine that's how it would be to answer the phone call. But the quality was really good. It was so clear. There was no lag. There was no unnecessary sounds. It was just really crisp and clear. I was very impressed.
And interestingly, I mean, when you see many of these Bluetooth earpieces that you thankfully don't see them too much anymore. But you used to see them quite often, people walking around talking with this earpiece hanging out their ears. There'd always be a kind of a leg coming out of it towards your mouth to pick up the voice. On these, there's nothing like that. So what is the quality like to the person on the receiving end of the call?
Well, my sister said I sounded perfectly clear. The thing is, it does have two microphones on each side. There's a very little, I wouldn't say anything dangling about, but if you look at the shape of it, there are microphones there to pick up your voice. So, I mean, there's two on each side, so there's no issue with it. There wouldn't be any issue with poor quality.
And so the quality was good, and was it doing any sort of active noise cancellation?
So there is an option called Hear Through. Mm-hmm. It's on the app, and I think you can also double tap the right one. I'm not sure. But you can go into it. So if you're going for a run or if you're in an office setup and if you want to still hear people around you, you use that function. If not, you put it off and then everything should get blocked out.
Okay, so depending what you're doing, if you want to concentrate, you can
absolutely
remove background sounds. But if you want to hear,
to be aware,
what's going on. So yeah, so I'd imagine. I mean, I don't know what the legalities are of wearing earphones while driving, but you'd want that hear through if you're driving, so you could hear if someone's hooting at you, for example.
Well, I'd be too afraid to drive with earphones on.
I'm not sure, but I suspect there's probably something in the law that
probably
precludes you from wearing earphones while driving. Although, I do see it a lot in the traffic.
Okay. Well, you know, in that instance, you can just wear the right-hand side because that's the main one, and you just don't have to wear the left.
Yeah. But with that hear through, it's called?
Yes, hear through.
Hear through technology that should help, hearing if there's a Boeing jet about to crash into you or something.
Yeah, of course.
So very important with a device like this is battery life. And this device comes with a new unique looking little battery pack that gives you extra charge on the go. First of all, what is the battery life like just on the earphones themselves? And tell us a bit about this battery pack and how it works.
So just like the AirPods, the case is actually a charging case. And you're meant to get 5 hours, up to 5 hours just on one charge. If you charge it and you're wearing it for actually that stretch, which I don't think might be possible, but if you can, you should get 5 hours. When you pop it back and through, you should get full 15 hours from it on one charge. So that's pretty good. I mean, nobody goes through 15 hours a day, so it should last you probably a week, if not less.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you're going to run the comrades with these in and you're the fastest runner in the field, it should last you pretty much the whole race.
Actually, yes.
I won't ask you to put that to the test.
Thanks.
But the charging case is pretty cool. So how much charge do you get from it? Once you pop them into the battery case or the charging case, it then recharges them.
It recharges them all the time. So every time you take them out, you're using 100% fully charged until the 15 hours run out.
I see. Okay.
Yes, and then you charge it again.
Okay, so you get two full charges in addition to the charge on the device themselves.
Yes, the 15 hours is the total from a single charge up the case.
And it connects via USB to charge it, does it?
Yes, a micro USB, I think.
Micro USB, so you can plug it in any cell phone charger to charge them up.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So I know you mentioned you like the look and feel of these, but why should someone consider buying the Jabra Elite 65T over the Apple AirPods and vice versa?
Well, the main thing is, like I said, with everybody has different sized ears, and if you're looking for something that doesn't, is not likely going to fall out of your ears, because I do know a lot of people have been put off by the AirPods because of it doesn't fit in their ears.
Oh.
So this one at least gives you three size options, and it's also completely isolating. So if you're looking for something that where you can't really hear anybody outside, including the hear through, so I think that would also be fantastic. So the battery life, you know, a combination of all these things make it a really good option to consider. Obviously, it does cost more.
Yeah, so the battery life is better than the AirPods, is it?
It should be better.
Okay. Pricing. So the AirPods you said were $2,500 in local retail.
Yes.
How does that compare to the Jabras? What's the recommended retail on those?
It's $3,350. It's quite a bit more compared to the AirPods.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, like I said, I mentioned why you should get them, because of obviously the better fit and the sound quality and the isolation and battery life. So I think if you're really looking for a true wireless type of solution, this would be a good option. Also, if you're on Android, because what other options do you have?
So the AirPods, you can only pair those with iOS, can you?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Okay. So if you're on an Android phone, AirPods are not actually an option.
No. So these, I think, would be a very good option to consider. If you're looking for true wireless, no lag and no interruptions, and the Bluetooth connection is solid, it's a really good earpiece to consider.
Mm. It's interesting that Apple keeps its ecosystem so guarded.
Yeah, it's also interesting to know, speaking about their close guarded, it's also not water resistant or like sweat proof.
Really?
Well, yeah, it's not. Apparently, the next generation one should be a bit of water resistant, like the watch. But the Jabra, it does say 2-year warranty on the sweat resistant bit. But I understand the Jabra Elite Sport is better suited for that.
Yeah, those are fully waterproof.
Yeah.
You go running in the rain, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, interesting. Are we expecting new AirPods at the iPhone launch next month?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be an updated one with like waterproofing and... Oh, they did announce a wireless charging case on the last one, I think.
Oh, did they?
For the match. But yeah, maybe we're going to get a new one.
Yeah, there's a lot we're expecting at the iPhone event next month, aren't we? I mean, we had the WWDC developer conference back, I think, in June. That was a software-only event.
Yes.
They do sometimes announce hardware at that event, but this year it was software-only. So there's rumors of you know, potentially new AirPods, new iPods, and
iPhones,
new
multiple.
iPhones, multiple iPhones. It's going to be
and watches, from what I understand.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, Series 4.
It's going to be a big keynote, and it's rumored to be on the 12th of September, although they haven't sent out the official invites yet. But looking forward to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jabra Elite 65T. So you'd recommend them?
I would, yes. Especially if you're on Android, because I think that would be a good option.
And if you're an iPhone user?
If you're an iPhone user, it will be very difficult to justify spending a little bit more. But unless you really don't like the feel of the AirPods in your ears, like the Apple's normal AirPods. If you don't like them, then you're probably not going to like the AirPods either.
Right. Okay. Great. Remember, you can subscribe to Cars and Gadgets through pretty much any podcatcher, from Apple Podcasts or iTunes to Pocket Casts and TuneIn Radio and Stitcher. You'll find the show there. You can also subscribe to any of Tech Central's other podcasts, from the Tech Central podcast to the Best in Tech and Talk Central. Just search for those names and hit that subscribe button. From Nafisa Akabo and myself, Duncan McLeod, until next time, when we'll be talking vehicle technology. Cheers for now.
Bye.